You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Chris Brown's appearance on WGR is being brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Dunn Tire, official tire dealer of the Buffalo Bills. And by the Lockport Outdoor Store, high-impact gear for hardworking men and women.
Play clock down to five. Here's the snap. Back to pass. Bills are in the blitz. And A.J. Epenesa has arrived in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. It's another sack. And the punt team will come out for the Jets.
A Victory Tuesday here on WGR. You can give us a call at 803-0550. Back from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood is Chris Brown, who called the game last night. He joins us in the Westar Hotline. Chris, a good win for the Bills, and I just keep saying to everybody, in a game that had everything. I mean, this game was nuts. It's a good one to get out with a win.
Yeah, a little exhausting. Holy cow. I mean, the refs completely hijacked the game, and we can get into that in a minute. But, look, this is a game where the Bills had to get right. And, look, they didn't get right in all areas, but the most important thing was they got the victory. And I think Sean McDermott nailed it when he addressed the media after the game. This game was won and lost in the red zone.
Yep.
At the end of the night, the Bills are 3-for-4, and the Jets are 1-for-4. And in a field goal game with a total of 4 missed kicks all the way around, it was the difference.
Yeah, and in the red zone, let's start with the Bills' red zone defense. I mean, Taylor Rapp makes a great tackle on Breece Hall. They keep them out of the end zone on that drive. He makes a breakup in the end zone. Like, what the Bills' defense did in this game, they got hit for some chunk plays throughout, but whether you want to call that bend but don't break, they came up with big plays when they needed a big play.
Yeah. And, look, people might knock it. Hey, they're giving up big plays. But if you lock it down in the red zone, you're going to win football games. I mean, the dynasty of the New England Patriots made a living doing that defensively. I mean, they give up yards all the way down the field. You got them in the red zone, and they're making you kick field goals or they're taking the ball away. Bill Belichick's defensive career is, like, built on that in New England. So I'm not going to knock it. And Taylor Rapp, I think, had his best game in a Buffalo Bills uniform last night. I mean, you mentioned it, the touchdown-saving tackle on Breece Hall when he runs down the sideline and tackles him out of bounds inside the 5. And the Bills end up forcing a field goal there. The defense stands tall, and they did it again later. And again, it's Taylor Rapp on the next possession, separating Garrett Wilson from the football. He also had another play later after that where he separated, I want to say, Tyler Conklin from the football on a deep shot over the middle in the fourth quarter. So best game in a Bills uniform by Taylor Rapp by far. And Taron Johnson was phenomenal. My God, welcome back, Taron Johnson. It's a different, it makes a difference when you have an all pro in the lineup.
Yeah.
You look at the game, at the end of the game, those two guys are your two leading tacklers. They were huge.
And I wonder if Terrell Bernard has future all pro on his resume now.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's trending that way, right? Certainly a Pro Bowl nod. He, Coach McDermott said it after the game, you know, he referenced the leadership of Josh and how he was very much in command, and we can get into that too, but he quickly, in the same breath, mentioned how Terrell Bernard was a settling influence for the defense. I mean, he just gets people lined up. He's so instinctive. So, you know, you look at the leaders that they chose on both sides of the ball, and yes, they're great individual players in their own right, but he makes a difference in how this defense functions and operates.
You mentioned Josh in control. Sal and I just got to that last segment, and one of the things about it that's nice to see is it's an opponent and a place where he is frequently not in control. And after two down games for this offense, it felt like Allen really settled them in. The way you're talking about, you know, the leadership of Allen and Bernard, he settled them in, and he created an awful lot. A lot of their passing offense when they needed it was Allen creating secondarily off of play calls.
Yes, you're 100% right on that. And maybe it was easy for us to juxtapose week one last year to this game because it's in the same place. It's on Monday night again, you know, against the division rival. But there was just something about his cool, calm, and collected nature early in that game when emotions were clearly high and the Bills were setting a physical tone in the run game. And he was just the guy kind of running the show. And there was no frenetic nature to his game, which I think we saw on a few occasions the last two games. Just this sped up internal clock. A frenetic, you know, nature to his play, eyes darting left and right. There was none of that last night. And to see him kind of settle back in and be a veteran leader of an offense was encouraging. But to your point, you're right. I mean, I don't know whether to be excited about the fact that Josh is back to his, you know, off-script playmaking ways or troubled by the fact that that was the only way they could manufacture.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Chunk plays last night with the exception of Ray Davis running the ball.
Yeah, Ray Davis running the ball, that first possession, have to think the Bills loved setting the tone. And, you know, for anyone that pays attention to these two teams, I mean, Deion Dawkins, who is, you know, great in the community, one of the nicest guys on earth, hates the Jets. And maybe Spencer Brown does too. I feel like the offensive line would have been very happy with how they opened the game.
Yes. It was clear that they wanted to set a physical tone in the game, and you want your offensive line playing with an edge, but there's a line that you don't want to cross because that's when it becomes counterproductive. And I think once they got ahead on the Jets, and look, the Jets came back and, you know, made it a close game in the second half, but you can't step over that line because then it becomes counterproductive. And then you're no longer thinking about the game and the task at hand. You're thinking about having a clever comeback for a guy who's jawjacking you at the line of scrimmage. I mean, and look, I understand why Spencer Brown got upset. You know, he's getting called because Alec Anderson is a half foot off the line and he gets called for not getting covered up, you know, during the course of the game. But he's over on the sideline yelling at the linesman when they're in the huddle calling a play. Like, there's no time for that garbage. Yeah. You just got to remember you're responsible to your 10 other teammates and all the guys on the sideline that put all the time in to try to win a football game too. You got to be bigger than yourself and your personal feelings when you're playing a game like football.
One other thing to come out of this game, the Bills, you know, they get out with a victory in a game that was probably closer than it should have been, in part because of the Hail Mary at the end of the second half. We played Bill Belichick talking about that. What do you make of what they take away from that, if anything? I mean, it's a maybe a unique spot because there was also the ability to play for a quick throw and a field goal. And in an end-of-game scenario, you don't have one or the other. You probably just have one of those two that the team is going for. End of half, the Jets check to the Hail Mary, and the Bills give up an embarrassing touchdown to Allen Lazard.
Yeah, I think it's just called overthinking it, right? Like you're thinking, okay, they're going for the field goal here. And look, it's easy to say they should have done the other thing after the fact. But when you're playing a veteran quarterback like that, I think you have to play against the worst case scenario. So, you know, you drop everybody deep. You don't have only two pass rushers, and you don't have Greg Rousseau and A.J. Epenesa guarding the first down markers at the sideline in an effort to keep some kind of receiver in bounds. I mean, they weren't even looking at the quarterback. At the start of the play, they were kind of like face guarding the first down markers. It was, you know, it was bizarre, and I understand the intent. But to me, it's just overthinking it a little bit too much.
Yeah. Up next, Tennessee. They run the ball a lot, and they play good defense. The Titans have a good defense right up there with the Jets and fewest yards allowed per game. Bills going as 8.5-point favorites. And, you know, from here, I know there are no gimmies, Chris, but I feel like getting out of that game last night with a win over the Jets sets the Bills up in a nice spot to kind of settle in for the next couple of weeks. And a Sunday routine as well, not only for them, but for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, it's a short week. So, you know, there's that. And there are still guys that are trying to get healthy for this football team, James Cook among them. And let's not forget Khalil Shakir had a reduced role last night. He did not play his full complement of snaps by any stretch. He was largely, you know, a passing down, third down, red zone receiver last night. And he helped, but he's got to get healthier too. So we'll have to see. But yes, I think in the eyes of many people, the schedule looks a little more palatable, but by no means do I think it's going to be easy. They still have some stuff they have to figure out. Consistency in the passing game is still an issue, and the kicking game has to be sorted out as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Chris.
All right. Take care. Have a good day.
Chris Brown. He'll be on One Bills Live later today as we roll through a Victory Tuesday. Bills win, beat the Jets. Troy Aikman after the game, I don't know where the Jets go from here. It is kind of fun. Every time the Bills beat a division opponent, it's like, season's over. And where do the Jets go from here? 2-4. It's not early anymore. They've got work to do. Jeremy and Joe, no Joe today. He was at the game last night. He'll be back in here tomorrow. 803-0550. We have people on hold. We'll get to your calls. We're wide open the rest of the way. We'll chat with you, go around the league, all that good stuff here. Your thoughts? Your takeaways, your encouraging news, your concerns, all coming up here on Buffalo Bills Victory Tuesday.
Back to pass, pocket collapsing, Allen squirts away from it, throws to the end zone, and it's caught for a touchdown! Dawson Knox with the 12-yard touchdown reception! He caught it in the end zone on his way back to Allen, who scrambled out to the left to buy time.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.